Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. Okay, Arisha, have you ever, like, tried to brag about something and then it just backfires?
Nope. I don't brag. I'm very humble.
Oh, that's okay.
Honestly, mm-hmm. the most common feedback I get is, God, Arisha, you're so humble.
Yeah, sure. We don't have time for me to elaborate any further, but fine, we'll take that answer. However, this is kind of what happened to Kylie Jenner. She recently shared a photo of her and Travis Scott hugging each other on a tarmac between their two private jets. And not a lot of people found it cute, I gotta say.
No, quite a few people are pissed at Kylie for bragging about her jet after it's been used to fly very short distances. Mm-hmm. And they're calling her a climate criminal.
I mean, is that a new Kylie Cosmetics collection I smell?
I mean, I'd say I'd buy it, but I won't.
Okay.
But I would love the name.
Yeah, actually, me too. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Thursday, July 21st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, look, when you're super famous, especially when you're a Kardashian Jenner, mm-hmm. people are constantly watching your every move, waiting for you to mess up.
Yeah, they are.
I feel like that happens daily with the Kardashians and the Jenners. They're constantly in the news.
Yeah.
Now it's Kylie. She's taking some heat after her private jet took a 17-minute flight, which is like takeoff and landing is longer than that.
I know. Just boarding is longer than that.
Yeah.
For us normies.
So last Tuesday, the Twitter account @celebjets released details of Kylie's 40-mile flight from Camarillo, California to Van Nuys, California. Mm-hmm. Now, Celebrity Jets reports info about the private jets that celebrities use. Did not know this was even a page. I'm shocked. They basically include information about, like, how long the flights are, the route they take, fuel cost, CO2 emissions. Mm-hmm. And Celeb Jets actually first tweeted that Kylie's private jet was taking a 3-minute flight.
Yeah.
But then it was changed to 17 minutes after the plane landed.
So even celebrities have to deal with delays.
I know.
On their flights. Who knew?
God, it's her whole day was ruined.
I can't imagine. A whole extra 14 minutes. Yeah. That's got to be an absolute nightmare.
Yeah. Well, they needed time for beverage service.
Yeah. and to do their nails. So Celeb Jets also reported that Kylie's jet was then used to take a 28-minute trip to Palm Springs later that same day. And social media lost their shit.
Yep.
Called Kylie a climate criminal, pointed out how these short distances could have easily been made by car, which would be far less harmful to the environment.
Right.
Twitter user at Positive Pax replied to Celeb Jet's tweet by tagging Us Weekly and People. They said, "You all need to do a story on how this chick uses her plane to fly 39 miles all the time. Uses it like a car. Call her out." People are tired of celebs telling us how we are destroying the environment when it's them.
Mm, yeah.
And that's actually a really fair point.
It is.
It's one of those things where when that whole campaign for not using straws happened, people were like, you do realize it's these billion-dollar corporations that are destroying the environment far more than regular normies using straws, right?
Right. Yeah.
But no, we get the whole reduce, reuse, recycle. How dare you use plastic, you horrible human.
Yeah.
But Kylie does have a track record of plugging for the environment, so this is even more problematic.
Yeah.
She's previously told fans that she decided to make the products for her makeup and skincare lines all vegan because it's, quote, time to elevate. Mm-hmm. And she's often promoted products on her social media that she calls eco-friendly.
Yeah. And, like, listen, she's not the only celebrity doing this shit and flying short distances and doing all these things.
No, of course not.
She just happens to be the one that everyone's calling out for it right now.
I mean, here's the thing. If you're able to afford to fly private like this and want to fly across the country, I'm not as upset about it as you're flying 45 minutes to avoid traffic that I have to sit in anyway.
Right. Yeah. Well, okay, look, to be fair, it's possible Kylie wasn't on her jet. Mm-hmm. Some people online did point out that her plane could have just been making those flights for maintenance. But also, that's still problematic whether she was on it or not. This just sounds like a bigger problem with the private jet industry.
Yeah.
But regardless, you're still using that fuel.
They have enough money. Bring the maintenance to them.
Yeah. But then Kylie added fuel to the fire. Yeah. Jet fuel to the fire.
Cute.
When she posted a black and white photo on Instagram of her and Travis Scott, like I said, they were hugging between their two private planes. Mm-hmm. And she captioned it, "You want to take mine or yours?"
So, okay. 15-year-old me would absolutely be on board with the people that are like, goals, oh my God.
Yeah.
But as soon as you have a conscience and realize what kind of world we're living in, it's like, oh, no.
I know.
And of course, as is the case for any time Kylie posts on social media, her comment section gets flooded with criticism.
Yeah.
One person wrote, "Girl, what am I recycling for?" And honestly, same. And another person said, "Why do I have to limit my meat consumption and use paper straws while the 1% gets to pump tons of carbon into the atmosphere for a day trip to Palm Springs?" And then someone else commented, "This post just called me poor."
Yeah, it called all of us poor, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Also, maybe, I don't know, sell one of those private jets and pay off some of those Astro World lawsuits. There's an idea. Because I'm pretty sure you both fit on one.
Don't be insane.
That is what I immediately thought. It's like, really? Travis Scott needs a private jet?
That'd be like a couple only having one car. Tell me you're poor without telling me you're poor.
Oh, God.
Only one jet? Like, come on.
That's so fair. I'm so sorry. I don't even know what I was thinking.
Yeah. You're so out of touch.
I know. Speaking of out of touch, Kylie doesn't seem to give a shit.
Shocking.
Although her comment section is limited. I don't know how long it's been limited, but it is right now. So
yeah,
that's saying something. Maybe she does care. I don't know. Although maybe it's been limited since Astroworld. God. Not to bring that up again, but she hasn't said anything, obviously, directly about this. But on Monday, she did post a video to TikTok of her pushing her daughter Stormy and her nieces Chicago and True in a shopping cart around Target. Mm-mm. And a lot of people are like, are you just kind of trying to seem normal and relatable? Although I will say Target has like $50 candles from Chip and Joanna Gaines. So it's like, geez, is this a luxury store now?
Yeah, except she spent all her time at the $3 and $5 bin at the entrance to Target. God, I love that place.
Yeah, me too.
So at the beginning of the video, Kylie's like, "Where are we going, girls?" And they all respond, "Target." Now, what most people don't realize is this was the seventh take of them getting Target right.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the final shot of the video, she shows them checking out. The conveyor belt is literally filled to the brim with toys.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, fans were like, Kylie, come on. TikTok user at Geo Harris asked, did you rent out Target for this? Real question. Which I think she did.
Do you?
Because there were no people in the background.
Well, which Target was it?
It doesn't matter. Have you ever been to a Target and there's not been other people around?
No.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the only reason to go to Van Nuys. I'm like, that's the first clue. Maybe she wasn't on the flight. Why is Kylie Jenner going to Van Nuys?
I know. I wondered that too. Maybe for the movies. That's where I go see movies.
Oh, yeah? She doing Dollar Tuesday cinema?
No, that one shut down. I have to go to the rich one.
Oh, no.
Like $12. Another TikTok commenter named at Quite the Dilemma wrote, in their middle class era. Mm-hmm. And in a Reddit thread discussing the footage, one user accused Kylie of trying to appeal to us peasants. And another simply wrote, what in the damage control?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're all spot on.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The Kardashian-Jenner group never does anything like off the cuff.
Sure.
Like everything's so calculated. There's just no way this wasn't
a
way to be like, look how regular we are.
I don't know. I mean, on like a recent episode of the Kardashians, Kylie and Kris go like shopping.
Grocery shopping.
And she's like, I just want to do like normal stuff with you, Kylie says to Kris. It's like,
yeah.
Do you though?
And here's the thing. I've gone grocery shopping because Ralph's is open 24 hours, some of them. Mm-hmm. And I've gone like after an improv show at like 1 a.m. and there are so few people there.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you really were concerned about all the paparazzi and stuff always around, then like go at a ridiculous hour.
Yeah, that's fair.
Us normies do it.
Or shut it down. Or pay to rent it. So I gotta say, it's not just her jet setting that has a lot of people talking. Mm-hmm. An insider told Page Six that apparently Kris Jenner is worried about Kylie's spending habits and thinks she's spending her money too quickly. And that's cutting into Kris's 10%. And we don't, you know.
I'd be upset too.
Yeah. The source claims that after Kylie bought the jet, Kris had to step in and tell her to slow down. And instead she's like, no, I need to speed up. I need to get everywhere in 15 minutes.
The insider says that Kris is urging Kylie to be more responsible with her money, but apparently Kylie is defiant because she has her own brand and she does what she wants. But another source close to the Kardashians denies all of this, saying Kylie has actually always been very good with her money and that in spite of being young, she's an adult at heart.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like Kris Jenner to me.
I mean, Kris is as frivolous as Kylie.
Agree. It's like, there's no way Kris Jenner said this.
Yeah, we've seen birthday parties for 3-year-olds at your house. Like, you guys don't care about modesty.
Well, also, on that post of Kylie and Travis, like, canoodling between their jets, Kris commented and she was like, decisions, decisions, and then two crowns. She doesn't give a shit at all. She's all for it.
Or it's because this source, which was probably her, was like, I gotta cancel out this bad press.
Yeah. We got to call Francesca Bacardi and find out who this was.
We should.
I will say, Kylie, whether she's being reckless or not, like, she obviously spends a shit ton of money. The whole family does. Like, her current net worth is apparently estimated to be around $600 million. And according to Page Six, she reportedly owns 5 homes, which for some reason I'm shocked by, which are estimated to be worth about $80 million. And then obviously there's the private jet because you can't come to family dinner if you don't have a private jet.
Yeah, so that's true.
She calls her jet Kylie Air.
I don't hate it.
No,
I don't
mean,
hate Kylie Air.
What else is it going to be?
The name. I hate the whole concept, but I don't hate the name.
Well, you know how we are about a good name.
I love them.
We praise it. She apparently bought it back in 2020 for almost $73 million.
And apparently, according to Page Six, her plane costs $5 million a year to maintain.
Oh, my God.
Which I complain about the $150 registration fee I have to pay each year for my 2008 Honda.
Yeah, seriously.
I thought I had it bad.
Right.
And Page Six also said that Kylie shells out around $300,000 a month on clothes, as well as $400,000 a month on security.
Yeah.
The security thing I can understand.
Yes.
The clothes.
Not so much.
I think I spend too much on clothes. Clearly, I'm nowhere near too much, and I will be upping my budget today.
Well, I don't know that you should use Kylie as like the litmus test for spending.
We all have to aspire to something. But back in 2018, Business Insider reported that Kylie makes an estimated $450,000 a day from her multiple businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So even if her mom was worried about her spending, it may be hard for her to actually run out of money. I mean, well, that's just,
yeah,
I can't even comprehend.
Yeah.
Getting that much a year, let alone a day.
I know. That's just wild. That's really wild.
Wow. That's so much money.
I feel like, obviously, this is going to just blow over. It always does.
They always do. Yeah.
It always does. But, like, I don't know. I kind of like that we're calling out this stuff because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, we all hate LA traffic, but just, you know?
Yeah.
Drive your Bentley.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, she doesn't even have to drive. She can have a driver sit in that traffic and she can be in the back doing Snapchat or, well, she hates Snapchat, doing TikTok or whatever. Like,
we all hate Snapchat. It's trash.
I still have a group of friends that exclusively uses it.
Oh, you should lose them.
Well, I don't have Snapchat, so I miss out on so much until they bring it to Instagram.
No, but it's true. That's a really good point. She could just get a driver and just get over it.
Yeah, get over it, Kylie. God.
Yeah, get over it, Kylie. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.